guy, man. Jesus.
Everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. This is Miles.
Jesus Christ. Are you okay, Miles? Just checking.
Yeah, I've had a few setbacks tonight, but yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah, I guess so. My God, it's like freaking Larry Flint getting in out of bed, out of the wheelchair or something. Oh, I hit my head.
I just ate a lot of bacon for supper, man.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I'm not feeling good.
Sounds like you're vaporizing bacon or something from your Facebook.
Yeah, I know. I went to a swallow of bacon, it went down the wrong pipe. It was like...
You look like Arnold Schwarzenegger in Total Recall.
Ronnie Cox.
That's right. There's no air.
Mm-hmm.
Get your ass to Mars.
Is it too disturbing if I chew this gum during the whole show?
Yes, but that's all right. You are disturbing in and of. It'll give people a visual of you.
I'll take it out of my mouth.
Oh, jeez, Louise. Where are you sticking it at? On the back of your nut sack or something?
I'm just going to hold it and make things out of it.
Okay, oh my God.
Looks like a vulva now. Looks like a labia.
Yeah, bubblegum labia.
Bubblegum labia. You ever see labia that sticks out, looks like cheese bubblegum? You ever see that?
Oh, my goodness. No. I'm guessing you have a lot, is my guess.
No, only on the internet, thank God.
Oh, only on the internet, okay.
Uh-huh.
Only on the internet. Is there a website for that, like bubblegumlabia.com or something?
There probably is a labia website if you look close.
I was just wondering where you picked it up at. I Google it and it comes to me.
It's just plastic surgery, that's all.
And vice versa as well.
Mm-hmm.
I come to it.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, you sent me a message saying Keith.
Oh, yeah, the slap your mama.
And we've actually found that now locally, so thank you, though, for, you know, helping out. Thank you, Keith.
So you're not taking him up on it, huh?
Well, I am, but I need something else. Hey, the kids are telling me there's also something called Punch Your Daddy.
I think they're confused. It's called Punch the Monkey, and it's what you do in private, mostly, I hope.
They told me there's something called Punch Your Daddy, and they'd like to have that.
Oh, okay, so you don't want Slap Your Mama. Now you're wanting Punch Your Daddy. So did you get the Slap Your Mama already?
Yes, we found it locally, yes. It was not advertised, but we...
And did you try it yet or no?
I did not. My child is putting it on everything he can think of, though. So I'm like,
is okay. He really?
He loves it.
So he's just eating it like ketchup, huh?
Yes.
Wow, okay, well, I thought that was kind of harsh, I don't know.
Well, I don't know, it's powder, I guess. It's a powder or
it's
something.
A powder. Is he snorting it?
Maybe.
It's a gateway drug.
Yeah. I don't know what that means, but...
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
La, 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 la.
This gum is so good, it's going to go back to my mouth, man.
Yeah, well, now that you've shaped it into a labia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So Punch Your Daddy.
That's, I don't know, they told me that. I don't know.
I think I've heard that mentioned as well, so.
Yeah.
But you still need to get, if you want it, you got to get with them to send it, so.
Well, I know, I'm just sending out the vibe right now, you know.
Oh, okay, I see. So, putting out the vibe. Gotcha.
Putting out the vibe, like, hey, man.
Yeah, and thanks for the slap your mama, but I really want to punch your daddy.
Yeah, really want to punch your daddy, man. Really.
And there's one called Punching the Munchkin.
Been there, yeah.
Yeah, I think that one's, you've already got that.
Got plenty of that. Yeah, I got plenty of that.
How about Bop the Bishop? Have you got that 20, one?
25 years, still going strong, man. Come on. Yeah. Come on.
I was punching it in the womb. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, I came out lean and mean and fighting machine there. Huh?
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Nice. Very nice. I'm trying to think of what else is going on. I don't know. I got a tweet from CB. I should have actually looked this up ahead of time. But, he was telling me it's okay to get my eyebrows trimmed.
Yeah.
Yeah, he thinks I'm being a bit of a pussy, I think.
There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, it's not. I don't know what you're all upset about. They put a comb through it, they start cutting it.
It's not that bad. They cut my eyebrows, ears, neck, and have never had problems yet. So,
yeah,
that was a few days ago. But
I bet you CB's got hair like Michael Landon. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
he probably does.
Probably crazy with hair, and probably just he needs it. You know?
Yeah, he probably does. Yeah, he's probably a good looking fella.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I want them with a razor by my eyes. No, I have a feeling that one of these women's got palsy or something. And
no.
They'll have epileptic attack and they'll just like gouge out my eyeball, you know?
No, you'll be all right.
I don't think so.
I just need to do it.
No. Do you do it?
Yeah, you can ask for it. Like, hey, I need some trim. I mean, you know, like.
I need some trim.
And, you know.
I need some trim. Well, that'll cost you an extra 50.
I've got four kids already.
That's right. Don't worry. I can cut your hair while you're doing me.
Wait a minute.
I can you even might stumble do your across eyebrows. Your idea.
You might have stumbled across an idea now. Hey, okay.
It's the barber fuck.
Yeah, the barber fuck 3000.
Yeah, nice, nice. I'm writing back to CB, sorry.
Oh, during the show.
Yeah, well, I have to get it done. I am a multitasker.
I guess. Well, we'll just all wait. We'll just all wait till Bob writes.
I'm done. It's all done. See how quick that was? I'm a typist.
Oh, and you better not call the gunk UK the Abe Lincolns, I guess.
I think they like that name, if I have not
mistaken. I don't think they did.
Yeah. Yeah. How about the Mary Todd Lincolns?
It's a name to go crazy for. Let me tell you that right now.
She cuts off her own pubic hair and glues it back.
Oh,
that's how nutty she is.
That's not very right.
She makes her own merkin, and that's how crazy that woman was.
Picture the fingers.
She spells out words for Abe to find later.
Nice.
Yeah, emancipation. That one took a while.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, proclamation. Oh, my gosh. Can't you laugh at history? Anything going on in your world there, Miles?
Uh-oh. Yes.
Other than punching your daddy, which I don't think he'd appreciate. But
I was at work last week. And,
well, that's good. You went to work. That's fantastic.
And, I got to work with this dumbass that, you know, is always surfing the frickin' Facebook all the time, you know, so young.
And that would be your twin, right?
He's just a younger me, basically. He's always like, but
he's a young, good-looking you.
I go, oh, don't look now, but here comes a lady that comes in every so often, and,
Yeah. Yeah.
When she comes in, like, she's kind of, like, really dressed down, you know, and I'm like, I'm always thinking, like, man, if she would just take a little time to, you know, do the hair and the makeup and, you know, wear something tight, you know.
Wear something tight, nice.
It would be, you know, kind of sweet looking, you know.
You're doing a little, are you doing a makeover? It's
in my mind. In my mind,
makeover,
yeah.
Office makeovers. Get me those binder clips, buddy, so we can get this lady's hair done.
Well, I wasn't doing it so lispy. I was thinking more like,
I think that's your gay talk right there.
No, man. I'm thinking, no, but I'm like, this is a diamond in the rough. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, like, geez.
You're a diamond in the rough.
You know?
I'm going to buff you out to a nice shine.
What?
I'm going to buff you out to a nice shine.
Well, I wasn't going in that direction with it, no, but, yeah. Man, she showed up the other
day.
What's the name of your young, attractive
helper there at the work there?
I'm like, oh, man, I go, come here, check this out.
Yeah, look at that. I got mirrors on the floor. You ready for this? She doesn't work.
Yeah, very, very nice.
Weed whacker out.
Right.
Yeah, okay, cool. I got you.
So as she's there, like I had just had McDonald's for lunch.
Oh yeah, of course.
That's kind of triggering in like the A train, you know, for a stop. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh my god, there's this.
You have like it's like a piece of PVC.
Yeah.
It goes from your stomach to your asshole.
Yeah, pretty much. I was like,
Luckily, it's flexible because you don't process a goddamn thing. I don't think.
I'm like, I hope the pretty lady leaves soon because I gotta go poo.
It's like you eat something, and like 10 minutes later, I gotta take a shit.
McDonald's does that to me, though.
That's why you eat it so often, because you like that.
No, I had to quit eating it so often, because I was in the bathroom even more.
I gotta get a big breakfast. Can I have a big breakfast here?
So, no, luckily for me, she left. She's like, I've gotta go.
I gotta go take a poo over at the Casey's.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm like, well, we have a lot in common.
Yeah.
But I didn't tell the new guy this. I was like, I might just go in the back here and rub one out, you know. You know,
you would rather tell him you're rubbing one out than taking a crap or what?
Yeah, I'm like, well, I was headed to the bathroom awful quickly right after she laughed, so I mean, what would you think? I'm like, wow.
Okay, I was walking all bent over with some files in my front of my crotch.
My irritated bowel kicks, and I'm, you know, I finish up, and it's pretty disgusting, and, you know, pretty stinky and such, and I'm like, oh,
did you light a match at least, or?
Well, we do have some spray in there. Like,
good. Did you purchase that spray, or did somebody else?
I actually purchased it, actually.
I'm impressed.
So I burned it up in there quite a bit.
I'm impressed.
Now, the bad news.
Kick it in for the spray. That's not your usual, you know.
I flush. I go to wash my hands.
Right.
They have just one of these little cheapy disposable soap dispenser guys, right?
Right, yeah.
And I hit that thing with the palm of my hand.
Right.
And
which is the most rough part of your hand, oddly.
And this thing shoots out like the John Holmes soap dispenser 3000 and like nails me like right in the crotch, man. It's like I've got like someone's money shot like right where my zipper is. I'm like, oh my god. I go, how do I even explain this? Because you can't, you know. I mean, how am I going to explain? I was just joking about rubbing one out, and now I'm going to have to go out. What a huge wet spot in the front of my khakis I'm wearing. I'm like, oh, Jesus, God.
Oh, my
God. God, this can't be happening to me. I'm like, I'm praying no one's out there, you know, but the new guy. Because I'm going to have to explain it to the new guy what happened, you know.
I bet you think I...
Yeah, I bet you think I,
This isn't jizz, honestly. It's soap.
I know. I'm like, come here, smell this. He's like, no, that's okay.
Stick your head down here.
Touch this and smell your fingers. He's like, no, that's okay. I believe it. He goes, I know you're doing, Miles. You're whacking it. I know. I know. I was joking about doing that, but this.
This
soap dispenser went nuts. I'm not kidding. And I had like a 4-inch long, oval, like, gooey. Discharge, if you will, on the front of my pants. And you can't dry it off. I mean, you just gotta let time go by. You know, like, geez, I'm about to sit down. If you people need help over there, you're gonna have to do it yourself because I ain't getting no.
Oh my god. Gooey discharge.
I know. So I'm like, oh my god. So I had to like sit down for like an hour. I'm like, God, what is
this thing dry?
What do you do? Do you blow on it? I mean, what do you do? You know, like, I don't.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was embarrassing. You know, it had to be like new guy. Like, oh, now he's gonna Google all his friends or something.
He's gonna, let me get a picture of that there. Hey,
I gotta get a picture of your dinkleware and your jizzer, your giant wet spot of your jeans.
I guess you don't have one of those hair dryers in the bathroom. Huh?
No, yeah, I could only wish. Believe it, I would have taken off my pants. And,
yeah, I was gonna say you'd take your pants off.
Stand around my tighty whities and blow them babies.
So, but I mean, that stuff doesn't come out, that soap. I mean, you got to kind of wash that out, don't you?
Well, I tried, but I mean, I didn't want to get too wet. I mean, you don't want to make a bad situation worse. I'm like, shit. It did dry, though.
Oh,
it did dry.
And then it's like this crackly hard.
Yeah. Yeah. This John Holmes dispenser, man. Totally. Your freaking gallon shot out. What? And what pissed me off was, like, later on, the new guy had to go to the bathroom. He's like, you know, I tried to hit that son of a bitch as hard as I could, Miles. He goes, that thing didn't shoot out like that. I'm like, no, it did. It did. It did, okay?
So the truth was revealed, is what you're telling me, huh?
Because there's no soap left in the motherfucker, that's why, man. It all shot out of my jeans.
I'm glad to know that you like... Well, you could have just told him to rub on your pants to get some of it.
Hey, Miles, cum stains, could you come up here for a second here? We'll talk to you.
At least I'm glad you're washing your hands, that's good.
Well, I mean, come on, I burned up the bathroom pretty well. Like, oh, man.
I mean, you know, I never know. I always assume people don't wash their hands.
So. Well, I can't say I do it 100% of the
time. Oh, Christ. Don't
but I think
say
my
that.
Fingers are going to smell like dookie. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to...
Don't
yeah.
say that.
Dude, well, I'm just saying, I don't, you know.
Yeah, come on, wash your hands, for Christ's
sake. I don't pee
sake.
On my hands, you know what I'm saying? Just don't... Yeah.
You're shaking hands with your sweaty dingle hands.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, glad to see you, ma'am. Yeah, right. It's all sticky.
Hey, that wasn't the worst thing that happened that day, though.
Oh, really? How could it get any worse?
Before that even happened, this lady comes in with like a toddler. Did I tell you this story? She comes in. This kid's eating, I don't know if he's eating sweet tarts or what it was.
Oh, great.
He decides he doesn't like them, so he just like spits them out right on the counter.
Oh, nice.
And like the lady like picks them up, but yet leaves like all the gooey spit there on the counter. I'm like, oh, fuck.
You're like, hey, could you just wipe them on my pants here so I could.
Yeah, just, it doesn't matter. I've got a lot of bodily fluid on my pants.
Maybe you cover up this DNA here with a little sweet tart smudge.
That was disgusting.
Oh, my God.
Jeez,
how are you gonna get soap from now on out of this thing?
Carefully.
Yeah, I was gonna say we got a wash basin that if you turn the water on too fast,
yeah,
it catches you right there too. You know what I mean? Like splashes up on you.
Yeah,
you know, hits you right there in the sweet spot.
I can identify, yeah.
So, yeah, you got to be really careful. If you hit that, you turn that faucet too fast, pow. Instant.
Is that at work now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, at work, yeah.
Oh, that's always fun at work when you get, like nice wet pants in the front.
Yeah, I've got caught by that at least once. But luckily, I go in early, and so I usually don't see anybody, so, you know.
I always go get naked in my office until it dries.
Usually, yeah, usually I hang my pants out the window for a while. It's all good.
Hey, Harvey, look, there's a new tent and awning place over there. Look at it.
Did we get a new flag?
Mm.
Is that a banner? What's it say?
Is that the, what is
Cavaricci.
That?
Okay.
Uh-huh. No home.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
No, but no, I know what you're talking about. Those bathrooms are just hazardous. Do you have one of those mirrors that shows you? You know, have a fly mirror, fly check mirror.
We don't have that big of a mirror. We got a mirror, but
yeah, okay. You need a fly check mirror.
Yeah, no, we don't have that.
It helps you out. You know what I mean?
Uh huh.
Check your fly on the way out. You know.
Well, it was bad too. It was like I tucked myself in weird when it happened because he's like, "Dude, your underwear is showing." What?
That's not my underwear.
Yeah, I know. That didn't help the whole situation at all. He's like, "Miles, your underwear."
Oh my god! Nice. Like, yeah. I know. I'm not wearing any.
I'm going commando, dude.
I'm commando, exactly.
No, I like some plaid, you know, boxers.
Yeah, you love the boxers. You're Mr. Boxer here.
Yeah.
You said tidy whities, but you're really wearing boxers. So,
whatever. I'm wearing.
You wear both or what? You know.
Not at the same time, but yeah, you know.
Oh, okay. Just checking. So you gonna be okay? You gonna live?
I'm a little embarrassed, but yeah, you know.
That's par for the course. That's a usual day for you, isn't it?
No, not so much. No, yeah.
Usually embarrassed by something or another.
Not like that. Not with bodily fluids. No.
That's. I don't have anything. I got nothing on bodily fluids. I will tell you that right now.
You love bodily fluids, though.
No, I mean I don't have a story to match that. That's for damn sure.
You do. I think you do.
No, I don't. I'm trying to even think of a decent story. I told my haircut story. I'm kind of. It's you know not much going on here lately.
Yeah.
I'm not left the house too much. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Have you seen any new movies?
No.
Yeah.
Now, I did watch Alien yesterday.
The original.
The original. Well, actually, I watched the director's cut.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know what?
Huh?
Sigourney Weaver's not in her underwear for very long. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Just so you know, if you're going to watch it again. It's all the way at the end, and it's not for a long time, so.
Yeah, at the end, she strips onto her underwear.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That was pretty nice, anyway.
Yeah, I slow-mo'd it before, yeah.
Yeah. So it's twice as long for you, or three times.
Freeze frame.
Yeah, freeze frame. That's nice, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I liked it. I enjoyed it, though, you know.
Speaking of movies, I accidentally kind of got onto MrSkin.com.
Oh, crap. Yes, accidentally. Okay.
And we used to have a free code where we could go in and see all this stuff for free. And
right, yeah, when we interviewed him.
We don't have that anymore, sadly.
You remembered the code?
I don't. Radio something. I don't remember.
I can't believe you would remember this code after like 10 years or something. I don't even know.
Well, I missed the code. I mean, come on.
So, I know you took advantage of that pretty heavily there for a while. So.
I mean, there's a few things you can look at. You know, I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It said something about, you know, Sarah Silverman, you know, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She gets naked in some movie, yeah.
Oh, my God. I never want to see that again. Oh, boy.
Oh, really? It's not good?
Wow. Yeah, that was not what I imagined it was going to be. I'm like, wow.
Well, I don't know. You have to explain a little bit.
I don't want to.
Really?
No, I don't want to see it again.
Really? Is it like real hairy or something? Or?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's not super hairy, but it was, you know, funny looking,
funny looking what?
Her cans, you know.
Oh, she has funny looking boobs?
Yeah, they're just not nice. They're like, well.
Really?
Yeah, like, it was pretty disturbing. It was pretty
like lopsided or what?
No, I don't mean it wasn't a really great picture. You could get her in close, but from what I saw, it just didn't look all.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I know. I kind of ruined my whole thing. I'm like, oh, well.
Because she's a potty mouth. I know how you like the potty mouth. So.
She's very dirty. She's exceptionally dirty.
I bet she'd really get you charged up.
Yeah, I know. Well, especially if I could get the free code back in that, you know, that'd be great.
Well, I gotta get him to call your babysitter again.
I was trying to look at Blythe Danner, but you know, I just couldn't.
What? Blythe Danner?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Blythe Danner from Westworld or Blythe Danner from like last year?
I don't know. Whatever. Okay.
Because she was, she's in Westworld.
Yeah.
She was a hot lady back in the day.
Yeah?
Yeah. Ruth Gordon, did you check out Ruth Gordon while you were there? Because you know you got a thing for her.
So. No, I did not get to Ruth Gordon.
Because I think she's naked in Rosemary's Baby.
I think Mr. Skin told you that, yes. I think he...
Did he tell me that?
I think he told you, yeah, because I was saying Ruth Gordon. He's like, interesting enough, Miles, she is somewhat nude in...
I don't think you're going to get the code again now.
I don't know. I don't know how he talks.
I remember he got in trouble for doing it, our show. Did you know that?
What?
Well, I'll tell you. Well, not specifically doing our show, but at that point in time, right?
Yeah.
Here's the chronology. I contact Mr. Skin because I heard him, I think, on the Howard Stern show.
Uh-huh.
He comes months, you know, I try to track this down. It takes a couple months or whatever. He comes on our show a couple months later. Howard Stern's all mad at him because he's doing all these other shows, and he thought he was, like, kind of getting them exclusively.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was doing radio shows, too, obviously. But
oh,
not just us, but, you know. Then he didn't have him back.
Really?
Yeah, not while he was still on the air in St. Louis, so.
Yeah.
Which I think I listened to him talk about there, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he got in a little bit of trouble there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, because I thought, you know, Stern thought he was getting some kind of,
oh, I see,
you know, exclusivity, yeah, there. And then he heard him doing all these other shows with the same shtick.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was, yeah, a little bit peeved at him, I guess.
Yeah.
So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Mr. Skin.
Wow.
Yeah.
First we get Baker fired, and now Mr. Skin got fired.
Did we get Baker fired?
Well, I mean, he got unemployed after that. I don't know.
Oh, that's true. He did get unemployed.
I don't know what happened there.
I don't know. You got to take credit for getting them fired? Okay.
I can only hope, but I don't know.
I know that he had people listen, and we mentioned, you know, him in some kind of derogatory term there.
Uh-oh.
And people listened to that episode, and he was all upset about that. But.
Oops.
Some Baker in his poopy pants or something.
Well, hey, he volunteered that story, though.
Something about that came back up, and so, you know.
He crapped his pants at his friend's house. And
right.
Friend's mom.
When he was young.
When he's like, you know, 18 or 19 or something.
No, it wasn't 18. Was it 18 or 19? I don't think it was that late.
Yeah, no, I think he was, yeah.
No, I don't think so.
No, I'm joking. He did not get fired. He did not get laid off. He left on his own accord to pursue other artistic projects. And
okay, I don't know these things. So
I don't know. He did not poop his pants at his friend's house.
I thought he did poop his pants at his friend's house.
No. He made that up. It's completely
It's a fabricated story. Okay. He's married there. He don't care.
It was just his attempt to get attention. That's all.
I don't have a story this way. I'm trying to think. I had one last week that I didn't use, and then now I've forgotten it, so I don't have a story. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I can't beat the, you know, the hand soap jizz.
Hand soap jizz.
Yeah. Hand job. That'll be the name of this one, probably.
I'm sure we don't have a story already called hand job, and you should.
I will double check to make sure, but I'm pretty sure.
10 years of stories, and we don't have something called hand job.
I don't think we do. I had to look up Psycho Killer last week to make sure we didn't have one called Psycho Killer. So
Psycho Killer.
Because that was that one. So.
Yeah.
Yep. How is Desiree holding up with all that? Is she going to be okay?
Yeah.
She's not
called me up recently. You know, I was kind of hoping she was.
What?
Maybe not joking, maybe, you know, just like, hey.
Well, you know, if she saw that jizz stain, she might be up on you there, but.
She's like, whoa, man, are you a Brahma bull? What the hell, man? Holy cow.
She's like, hey, I mean, gee, my hair smells terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Conditioner.
Nice.
My flesh-colored sub-dispensary.
Oh, my goodness. It's downhill from there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Miles, if people want to get a hold of you and see, you know, take a picture next time of your big, you know, mistake there.
They can go to Facebook.com and find me there, I guess, and Twitter.com.
Twitter, yeah.
I won't spell it for you, so you'll just have to find it. But
yeah, and the Twitters, right?
Yeah. I don't get on Twitter very often, though, so.
I know, you're not. You're a Facebook guy. You love the Facebook.
Twitter's just too something. It's just too something.
It's too easy?
That's too easy, maybe. It's too limited.
Okay. You want to say things more than... You need to say things more than 140 characters.
Basically.
I just jizzed my pants at work.
Everyone's laughing.
It was too long for you. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I can understand that, so... Well, you can find me, Bob Lament, at Twitter, on Facebook, and Static Radio on Twitter. Please follow us.
You can call us.
Or you can call us if I can remember the stupid phone number I would tell you. Let me look here.
618.
314. No, that's not 618. 827-6399.
You can tell us about your jizz stories. You got your jizz.
There you go. You got a jizz story. Call it in. Yeah. I don't know if I want to invite people to tell me they're just...
Yeah, I think we should, yeah.
I don't think I really want to hear this, to be honest with you.
I'm afraid it's going to be like, I was at the postal Christmas party 1 year, and... This didn't happen to me. It happened to a guy at the bar.
That's right. I was spunking out the world map on a globe.
I was stealing some envelopes, if you know what I mean.
Look, this is Africa.
Ugh. Yeah, at least it will drop now.
Nice.
It was your joke. I was just finishing it.
Nice. All right, well, till next time when we hear about Miles' next accident.
Just to you.